A lot of people are asking, what is pneumonia? After Hillary Clinton's campaign announced she'd been diagnosed with it Friday, 2 days before she was videotaped struggling to stand. Yesterday, the campaign said she'd become dehydrated at a 9/11 event. After rehydration, she told reporters she felt much better. But she's also been coughing lately, and today Donald Trump had this to say.
The coughing fit was a week ago, so I assume that was pneumonia also. I mean, I would think it would have been, so something's going on, but I just hope she gets well and gets back on the trail, and we'll be seeing her at the debate.
That's in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Clinton is taking a couple days off. Is that enough? Dr. Robert Kotlov is chair of the Department of Pulmonary Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Kotlov, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we're not going to ask you to diagnose a patient you've never seen. But some of us are now listening to Chris Cuomo's interview with Hillary Clinton on Sunday morning, and it sounds as if she is having trouble breathing, and her voice is very soft. What exactly is pneumonia?
Pneumonia is one of the more common infectious disorders of the lung. People are probably more familiar with bronchitis, but pneumonia occurs when the infection spreads to the lung itself.
Yeah, so it is an infection. Is it bacterial? Is it viral?
It can be due to a number of organisms, and in fact, viral pneumonias are common during the winter months. We're probably not into that season just yet. Bacterial pneumonias are also relatively common, particularly among older individuals.
And she's being treated, Hillary Clinton is, we understand, with antibiotics. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's bacterial. Some doctors give antibiotics as a precaution, we understand. But what are the symptoms? How do you know you have pneumonia and not a chest cold?
So the most common symptoms would be cough and very often sputum production, and that sputum can be discolored, yellow or green. But the most serious signs of pneumonia that we worry about are fever and sometimes chest pain.
Okay, so you mentioned coughing, and Donald Trump and others are saying, well, that coughing fit that she had a few days ago, that, you know, we thought it was something worse. Now they are thinking it is the pneumonia. She said at the time it was allergies. Are they necessarily tied together, the coughing and the pneumonia?
So certainly cough can be one of the signs of developing pneumonia, and it is quite possible that that was a harbinger of the infection. It's also possible that these were separate events and that, in fact, that was her seasonal allergies.
We understand that any illness affects the very young and the very elderly and frail more. We understand that's also true of pneumonia. What about someone who's 68 and running around on the campaign trail? We know both candidates are putting in almost 24 hours a day.
So we do know that stress and heavy workload certainly can have effects on patients' health, including the immune system. And it wouldn't surprise me if someone who has the schedule, a very busy schedule like that, might be run down and a little bit more predisposed to developing a complication like pneumonia. Having said that, pneumonia is an infection that can affect even the healthiest individual, and it's not exclusively children and the elderly. College students very commonly will develop pneumonia as well.
Well, and what about whether or not pneumonia is contagious? A presidential candidate is out shaking hands, speaking to people. Can you spread it?
The vast majority of pneumonias are not communicable. The exception to that is during respiratory viral season. So, for example, influenza is highly contagious, but we're really not into the respiratory viral season yet. So I would think the likelihood that an individual contracting pneumonia now would have a contagious form would be exceedingly low.
Is there a prevention for pneumonia, like a vaccination?
There is. There are two ways in particular that individuals can minimize the risk of pneumonia. One is making sure that they get the influenza vaccination each year. Influenza not only causes pneumonia, but is a risk factor for subsequently developing bacterial pneumonia. So it's essential that adults, actually all adults, be immunized against influenza. There is also a vaccine against pneumococcal pneumonia, which is the most common bacterial form of pneumonia, and it's recommended for all adults over the age of 65.
And look, both candidates have been questioned about their health. Hillary Clinton has released far more health information than Donald Trump has. He's now saying he will release more. As a doctor, what is the one thing you'd want to hear from presidential candidates about their health?
I certainly would want to know if they have chronic conditions, and if they do, how they're currently being managed. For example, if someone has pneumonia, I'd want to know whether there's something more ominous underlying that and predisposing them to pneumonia. Do they have chronic heart or lung condition that might predispose?
And your thoughts on, again, you are not Hillary Clinton's doctor, but a lot of people hear the word pneumonia, and that sounds very, very serious. Are you at all concerned at the fact that she may be campaigning as soon as midweek?
Well, there's a whole spectrum of severity of pneumonia, and I've certainly managed patients with quote-unquote walking pneumonia who have been back on their feet within a couple days to a week after being treated, particularly after antibiotics are started. I would say that it is wise for an individual who's been diagnosed with pneumonia to take it easy for a couple days until they're fully feeling back to their old self again.
Hillary Clinton, if you're listening. Dr. Robert Kotloff, Chair of the Department of Pulmonary Medicine at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Doctor, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.